Welcome to the first episode of Star Wars Cantina, a Star Wars talk show where we talk about everything, you know, Star Wars related movies, shows, and more. It's just me right now, but we can bring on guests later if you guys want that. So today's episode will be about prequels and the sequels. Before we start this, I'd like to say that I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and I know I'm not, you know, the best probably maybe for this. You know, I'm not, you know, a writer or anything, so I don't know, but I just love Star Wars a lot, so here we go. So Star Wars, the prequels. Let's start off with the good things. The good things about the Star Wars prequels is that it introduced a lot. You know, you look at the Clone Wars, and that's a huge thing. The Clone Wars is what makes the prequels very good, you know. And that's what, you know, Star Wars Resistance tried to be for sequels, but it did not turn out that great. So, the prequels, the good things, you know, introduced Obi-Wan. Not really introduced, but brought back Obi-Wan, introduced Qui-Gon Jinn, introduced so much Jedi that everyone loves, you know, Ahsoka, you know, Mace Windu. Not a lot of people like Mace Windu, though. He's not the greatest, but I'm just saying it brought a lot of people, and I like that. One thing that I don't like about this prequels is the movies aren't the greatest. I'm looking at the first two. The last one, yeah, it's top five easily. Possibly top three easily. No, definitely top three easily. So, one thing I don't like about the prequels is the first two are just boring. There's not that much happening that I enjoyed. A lot of politics, and I don't like that. Lightsaber battles, though, are amazing. You know, you look at the first one, Qui-Gon Jinn and Darth Maul and Obi-Wan. That's amazing. That's one of the best lightsaber battles ever. Then you look at the second one, you have Anakin, Obi-Wan, really, but you really got Yoda and Darth Tyrannus, otherwise known as Count Dooku. So the lightsaber battles are amazing. But the thing that it lacks is the second movie, the romantic scenes are so goddamn awful. Sorry, but they are terrible. I hate him so much. The first one lacks is there's not a much action besides between Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan, and versus Darth Maul. That's it. So, now we're going to talk about the sequels now. We're going to go over. So, one thing I like about the sequels is a lot. It just so looks so good. Like, you visually, it looks amazing. Easily the best Star Wars visually we've ever seen. One thing I don't like about it is characters. There's not that much good characters in Star Wars. We'll go off the main characters. And I'm not talking about the original trilogy characters like Leia, Han, Luke, Chewie. I'm talking about the new ones they brought in. So we're going to start off with obviously the main one, Rey. Rey's, she's interesting, you know. She's not really my favorite out of all of them. She's, I don't know, not that much development, really. So the second one we'll probably talk about is Finn. I don't like Finn. All he cares about is Rey, and it's annoying. And that's very annoying, yes. So the third one we'll talk about is, I guess, Kylo Ren. I love Kylo Ren. My favorite out of all of these. Kylo Ren is easily the coolest dude in this. The best thing that is in the sequel. That's what everyone looks for, is Kylo Ren. He's such a freaking badass. He's, you know, the quotes you can quote from him. Everything, you know. I will show you the dark side. It's just amazing. I don't really have the voice, but love the sequels. So next, let's just say maybe Poe is the next main character. I don't know if he's really a main character. He may be just a interesting character. I don't know. Poe is funny. He is. But he's not like a crazy everyone loves character. I can handle him. He's a very calm, sorry for the voice crack, collective. Not really calm and collective, more like, he's interesting, I don't know. So the characters are not the greatest. The only one I like is Kylo Ren and a little bit of Poe, I guess. So next, we're going to compare the two, prequels and sequels. Let's compare movies, first of all. So we'll compare which movies were good and which movies were bad, and we'll tally them up. So we'll start with the prequels. Phantom Menace is not a great movie. I'll give that a 4 out of 10. I'll give it a 4 out of 10. It's very generous. I'll give it a 5, just because I don't care. I'll give it a 5 out of 10. Next, Attack of the Clones is a 4 out of 10 easily. So far, they have a 9 out of 20. Not good odds. Next, we're going to go with Revenge of the Sith, obviously. Easily a 9 or 10 out of 10. You know, I'll give it a 9.5 out of 10. Easily. Easily, squeezily, a 9.5 out of 10. So that probably brings what to 18.5 out of 30? Maybe 19? I don't know. I will just say 19 out of 30, which is not good. Let me tell you first, that is not great at all. 19 out of 30 is not the greatest, but it's good. So next we'll go with the sequels. Force Awakens. That was a good movie. If you didn't see The Last Jedi first, or if you, obviously you saw Force Awakens first, but pretend like you didn't see The Last Jedi or Rise of Skywalker. Force Awakens was a good movie. We didn't know who Snoke was. We didn't even know, well, we knew who Snoke was, but we didn't know much background character about him. We didn't know who Finn was at all. We didn't know if he's a Jedi. We didn't know what happened to Luke, where Luke is. Well, we did at the end, but a lot of just conspiracy theories, and I love that. A lot of theories about him. I'll give that one a 7 out of 10. I'm not gonna lie. I like the movie. Next is The Last Jedi. Oh boy, The Last Jedi. You either love it or hate it. I can definitely say that. I have a lot of hate against this movie when I first saw it. The way Luke died, Luke was one of my favorite characters, but I can't give it above a 5 out of 10. I'm gonna give it a 4. I'll give it a 3. It's visually amazing. You know, I love the fight scene between Luke and Kylo Ren because Luke was kind of a badass. So I'll give it a 3 out of 10. So far we're at a 10 out of 20, which is already better than the prequels. So next is this Rise of Skywalker. When I first saw this movie, that was one of my favorite Skywalker movies. But when I watched it again, it got very boring to me. I'll give it a 6 out of 10. I think this is better than The Last Jedi easily. It feels a lot of, it brings back Palpatine. We all love Palpatine. So, finally, I believe that's a 16 out of 10. So, it does lose to the prequels, but not that by that much. You know, obviously, Revenge of the Sith is huge. Gives up 10. That's a lot. You know, it's all about Revenge of the Sith. So, I gave it a 10 out of 10 because it is a 10 out of 10. I can't give anything else. Or I gave it a 9.5 or something, but whatever. I can't tell you that the prequels and sequels are so close together. It's only 3 points, like a 3 score for me. Like, a lot of people hate on sequels so much, but you don't realize that the prequels have 2 terrible movies and 1 really good one, and that's the only reason why the prequels are good. The sequels have 2 or 1 like good movie, 1 and 1 terrible. So that's all. I would rather watch probably the sequels. No, I would watch the prequels over the sequels, but it's very close. So that's why I'm saying that the sequels are, it's I don't know how to explain it, but hated a little too much. The sequels are. So I think that's my point of view. I'm an original trilogy guy, so hate me if you do, but original trilogy is my favorite. We can talk about original trilogy score later. Maybe next episode we can go over original trilogy prequel. But it's just, I can't tell you that the prequels and sequels are so close together. So that's all I'm going to say. That's the end of the episode. If you guys want me to bring on any of you guys, maybe fans or any people, you know, I could bring on someone. Tell me, guys. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you guys just support this channel. So thank you. Star Wars Cantina out.